It's a strangely quiet Parkdale morning. Maybe everybody else is dead. I'm so glad they're still serving up at Mitzi's, just a stone throw from my bed. Who are you to pull me from this slumber with your beautiful lips and your insatiable thunder? I don't know. We always walk the same direction. We are restricted to the east. We just keep kicking back the sidewalks and the drunks to build an appetite for one more feast. Who are you to pull me from this slumber with your beautiful lips and your insatiable thunder? You look around yourself in fear. You see these folks are not your kind. Squeeze my hand, avert your eyes, pull down your hat. Too late, the destitution's branded in your mind. Who are you to pull me from this slumber with your beautiful lips and your insatiable thunder? Kind that lingers like a bad song. Maybe you think that if you love me hard enough, I might stay with you, but you're wrong. And now I fear it is the last time I'll ever kiss your pretty face. What kind of cruel contradiction is gonna put me in my rightful place? Who are you to pull me from this slumber with your beautiful lips and your insatiable thunder? I don't know. Who are you to pull me from this slumber with your beautiful lips and your insatiable thunder? I don't know.
Hi, this is Samantha Parton of the Be Good Tanyas, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey, welcome back, kids, to the Twang Trust. Here we are. And Neville and Carolyn are still here, believe it or not. Is this... Oh, no. I have to press this button again.
I'm sorry.
There, no, it's my fault.
You press all my buttons.
Well, we were just listening to Mr. Luke Doucette there.
He's going to be there at the show, too.
Wow.
Yep.
And now he's been doing some work with Neville. He's produced both his records.
It's true.
Such wow. A mistake, eh?
No, the man's a genius.
He is. And he's actually in town. He's not out playing guitar for some bazillion-selling artist.
Isn't that usually what he's doing? He's going to play with me tonight.
Keen. So Sarah McLaughlin's busy or something, or taking a summer off?
I think her son's having a bris.
There you go. Well, we heard Mitzi's from Aloha Manitoba, a fine thing. So we're sitting here drinking a bottle of Royal Bitch.
I can't help but wonder why you chose that particular brand.
It was the first thing I saw on the shelf. It was. And now I'm gonna try and act like I know what I'm saying, but I really don't. But your new record, is it more like a rich, spicy Shiraz or a refined, complex Pinot Noir?
It's a blend, baby, but, you know, sometimes that can work out, you know? Like, you know, when it's the Malbec, Shiraz, Cabernet, you know, those kind? But they're surprisingly drinkable. It's like that.
Wow. Cool. Your white wine song from your last record. Now, when I first heard it, I thought immediately, this is a song about Nick Lowe. And then I read, like, months later, an interview.
You did not.
And honest to God, it's true, because I knew you were a Nick Lowe fan.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine in England actually ran into, he was in a bar, and there was Nick Lowe sitting at the bar drinking white wine. And this was the most bizarre thing that ever happened to him.
We met him in Calgary because we were trying to stalk him at the folk festival. And as we got closer and closer and closer, we had to wait for all the dudes in Fairport Convention to go to bed. And, and then Robin Hitchcock was wearing him like a scarf. We had to wait and wait and wait. We finally got close, and then we saw the glass of white wine. We're like, yeah, let's just go to the other bar.
Wow. So, like, are you in fact a huge Nick Lowe fan?
I think he's pretty great.
Yeah. We have some Nick Lowe sitting
really?
Here somewhere.
Can you play the... Which one do you have?
That's a good question. Let's see. Do you see
slick.
Any? We got. I know there's one in here somewhere. It might be
Willie
in my other
Nelson,
bag.
Wayne Hancock, Otis Redding. Oh, Ridley Bent. I just played with him.
Really? Oh. Ridley Bent has the official Twang Trust song of the summer here this
it
year.
It is.
Fruit Pickers.
Oh. That's like 10.5 minutes long.
It is, but it's such a cool song.
I remember it well.
See, every summer I pick an official song of the summer for the Twang Trust here.
Are you sure you didn't pick it because it had the word pick in it?
Well, I might have. NQ is actually, he was such a close second with Cheap Town.
Don't tell a man that. They don't like it. Always the photographer, never the piano player. I know.
Here's Nick. I brought the Impossible Bird.
Oh. Ooh. This one. Ooh, he still had big hair and chicken feet. Excellent. Look, I don't even know this record.
You
so
don't?
What kind of a fan am I?
Oh, this is an amazing record. This is his best album, I think.
I've never seen it before.
This is the album he made after he became a millionaire because of the Whitney Houston movie.
What movie?
Are you hep to that?
No.
Well, he was... there was The Bodyguard with Whitney and Kevin Costner.
What was the song?
And, well, see, what it was is somebody, I don't know who it was, but somebody did Peace, Love, and Understanding on the soundtrack to that album. And because it sold 80 bazillion copies, he ended up becoming a millionaire just because of that.
Without any of the discomfort of being recognized?
Yeah, he wasn't even on it himself.
Genius.
Yeah. And, and apparently he was like penniless at the time. And then he actually got all this money, and he was able to make this record. And
well,
it's a wonderful record.
You should play a number of
I should. But you know what? I'm going to play something else first.
Okay.
We're just talking about the Parton clan.
Ah, the Partons.
And I pulled this up. This might send you for a loop. This is a recording. Yeah, this is we're getting into illegal territory here, but we don't care. This is the very first time the Be Good Tanya's ever played Winnipeg. At a lesbian bar on Main Street.
Meow, meow? No, what was that place called?
Ms. Purdy's.
Ms. Purdy's. I made it here right when they closed.
Oh. It was a fine time. It was a fine little establishment. But this is them there. See if you can see how many notes it takes you to pick this one out.
Okay, we're going to do this as well as being into all the old time, you know, 1920s gospel stuff. We also are big fans of Prince.
Okay,
thank you. And today we listened to Prince for over 2 hours. So this is what you might call alt-grass Prince. Yeah, so we're going to attempt to do this song.
Okay.
Just see if you can guess it.
Dream if you can, I'm a poor child. everybody laugh about it. We scream at each other. This is what it sounds like when there's with gold.
be rough sometimes. Dreams, but I want to travel on the way, along the road with you.
There were a couple of people who would generally have an argument about Elvis Presley, and this was brought about because Daphne Matthews was a great lover of Elvis Presley, and George Vrooman liked to aggravate her, and it was done something like this.
Elvis should have never opened his mouth.
The best thing he did was open his mouth.
That'll be the day.
Ooh, you're just trying to get my goat.
And I know where your goat is pastured. The worst thing that happened was Elvis Presley.
No, the worst thing that happened was my landlady died on Tuesday.
Now you don't have to pay rent.
Yes, I do. I have to pay it to her daughter. She left her everything.
Well, that's just business as usual. Is that your newspaper?
Take it. It's yours. Look, there's Reagan's picture in it. I don't want it.
He stinks, just like Presley.
Well, Reagan stinks. I know that.
Elvis Presley wasn't born. He was hatched.
You're going to be wearing that coffee if you keep that up.
Oh, now my stomach's upset talking about Elvis Presley.
Oh, will you go take a bath in the street? Did you see how fat he got in the 70s? He used to be so slim and trim, and then he got as big as a house. They said that after Priscilla left him, he really went downhill. His mother dying didn't help any. It's cold in here, though.
Yeah, well, talking about Elvis Presley ought to keep you warm.
Well, if he was here, I'd be warm because I'd rush over and hug him. Yeah. Eat your toast.
I can't eat my toast. I lost my appetite talking about Elvis Presley.
Oh, I'm gonna turn you upside down and shake you.
Oh, good, good. That'll get me off my feet.
Now, I think it's just too much of a coincidence because his mother died when she was 42 on August 14th and he died when he was 42 on August 15th. It's too much of a coincidence, and that's why I won't believe he's dead.
Oh, he's gone, all right. He's the gone boy.
No way in the world can he be dead.
No, dead and buried. Gone,
no.
Gone, gone.
No.
Out to lunch.
No.
He's gone fishing.
No, no.
Permanent vacation.
No, no.
The big checkout.
I don't think so.
Oh, the water's out of the tub.
No.
Hold the mail.
No.
Nobody's home.
No.
The car's out of gas. No more shaving. Oh, the big bye-bye.
No. Elvis can't be dead. He can't be dead. Because in 1980, Eddie Rabbit recorded a song called I Love a Rainy Night. He wrote it before, but he recorded it in 1980. And Elvis heard it, and he liked it, so he said to the colonel, ask him if I can do it, and he did. Eddie Rabbit said, sure, go ahead, without thinking. Then he thought, wait a second. How can he do it if he's dead? And the colonel said, well, no, he isn't. So Eddie, he says, why? And the colonel says, we can't really tell you. He told him, but we don't really know what he told him, see?
Yeah.
We don't know what he told him yet. And when people found out Eddie Rabbit knew, they asked him why, and he said, I know why, but I'm not allowed to say because I don't have their permission. So in other words, he's allowed to say he's alive, but he's not allowed to say why. But Eddie says that soon we will all know, very soon.
Yeah, what about those newspaper pictures of him in the casket?
Well, that was supposed to have been an Elvis look-alike.
That's illegal, isn't it? To show pictures of people in their caskets before they're buried.
Well, but it wasn't him.
I mean, it's all right for relatives to take pictures at their graveside, but those open casket photos, and taken by complete strangers, that must be illegal.
Well, there's another thing, too. You remember when Reagan got shot?
Yep, I was having a cup of coffee when I heard about it.
Well, you're always having a cup of coffee, but anyway, right after that happened, he called the White House right away. He said, this is Elvis Presley, and I'm very sorry, and blah, blah, blah. I think he sent a card then, too. Now, if he died in 1977, how could he be doing that in the 80s?
Yeah, maybe he'll send me a card, too.
No, you're not nice enough to him. You're not even on his list.
Well, I had to leave. birds don't fly, the trees don't grow in Arkansas, yeah. I know there's been some carrying